Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I feel like when we're young and we don't know what a relationship looks like, we associate love or the idea of love with like all of these very intense feelings. And so when we're made to feel crazy by a toxic person, usually someone with a dick, we're like, that must be love. We're like, this insane feeling, this like crying at 2 a.m., the wondering if he's going to text me, the like
CW shows,
watching him like flirt with my best friend right in front of me. Like, that's all just like this feeling I have is not anger. It's not jealousy. It's not frustration. Like, that's just love. And so you go so far to protect that. And only with time and age are you like, oh no, that guy was like a fucking asshole and I was kind of stupid about it.
Hey!
Welcome back to Straight Candid Podcast
with Sid
and Soph, where we take pride in normalizing taboo conversations, saying the wrong thing, drinking too much caffeine, and talking too fast.
Here at Straight Candid, we live unfiltered. No edits, deletes, or drag and drops. Just two Minneapolis girls who hit record and keep it candid.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Straight cam, dad. Dad. Sometimes I just don't know how to start.
We can just zip right in.
Yeah. Why not? We don't need to like.
Ready?
Yeah. Zip it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Zoom.
Zoom. Welcome back.
Oh.
Oh. Wow.
That was scary. That was Kate, good. I want to sit far away from you because I just got nervous.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Straight Candid Podcast with Sid and Soph.
And Soph. Oh, wait. Oh. Why was I going to say your name?
God,
I'm a little like wacky town today.
We're a little wacky because we technically just recorded two podcasts.
Two.
This is the intro, so we're kind of rewinding, going back. But
Reverse.
Yeah, we recorded two podcasts. So we recorded with Balls Deep today. So we're going to enter them in very soon.
They're amazing.
Check out their podcast too, because we recorded an episode about toxic friendships on their podcast. So please head over on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever, to Balls Deep and give it a listen.
Give it a listen. Theirs comes out Friday, and obviously today is Thursday. So listen to ours and then head over there tomorrow to listen to theirs.
Love
That's going to be amazing. We just did something exciting officially. I haven't even told. So if we restocked hoodies.
Oh, so, bitch, I was on a call with you.
Oh, no. But wait. But she confirmed over email.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
So we are getting more hoodies. Please stay tuned. We asked on social media. There's people that want more. So we got you.
We got you. Coming soon to those who didn't get one yet.
Coming soon for your backs.
Okay. Hoodie. Let's start out with like, how was your weekend? Some Straight Candid moments we got going. What's up, babe?
We went to visit. I had a very non-drinking weekend, which is probably a really good idea after Vegas because that was a little intense. Yeah. You can't really relate because you had a wild time.
Coming off a bender.
She's coming off a bender over here. But I went to visit Jordan's brother. And then I also went to a Packer game. And I would say, listen, I'm Sporty Spice for sure. But like football, like it's never been like my family's sport of choice. So like I was like, oh yeah, this will be fun. It actually was really sweet. Like I won't lie. I had a really good time with Jordan.
But the fans are crazy.
The fans are wild. There was literally fights happening like near us. Not like fist fights, but like people are insane.
Why do we put so much emotional energy into a goddamn football game and let it ruin your day? It ruins their day if they lose. I just don't understand.
Well, and people are just ruthless. Like this woman in a cheese head was just going crazy. This other woman was walking around like F these cheese heads, had a sign because she was like from the other team. And I'm like, these people are wild. Like they just never give it up. Like, I don't know. They had kids in sports and now they're like onto the professional sports. They probably don't even know anyone down there. That's my thing. I'm like, you don't even know these people.
Like if your son's on the team, sure. You can say F these cheese heads, but like, come on, lady.
Like let's be adults here. Apparently we're not none of them there. Anyway, it was really fun. I had way too much mac and cheese. That was my bad. My bad.
See, you go to the game to eat though.
I know. Yeah, and I had a lot of good snacks.
Exactly.
I had like a hot dog, cheese curds, mac and cheese. What else did I have? I had something good. Oh, pizza. Oh wait, God, more cheese. Cheese.
Pizza.
Anyway, wait, how was your weekend?
It was good.
You went to LA.
Yeah.
I love LA.
It was amazing.
FOMO.
Yeah. So like Tuesday through Friday, I honestly love traveling by myself. So if you've never done that, please get yourself to go somewhere, go on some hikes. And it was, excuse me, I'm about to burp. Sorry.
God, that's like the third.
This is when I wish
that's
we could.
In my area.
I know. This is when I wish we could edit, but we don't edit. So there's my burp. Sorry. But yeah, it's so nice to like travel by yourself because you can do what you want when you want. I didn't feel the pressure to have to drink. Like I was working out. I was just living the LA life. So it was amazing. Highly recommend traveling solo if you haven't.
My dream.
But then, yes, the weekend I met up with some friends. We went to a concert. Bender, not going to lie. I was planning to just drink, but I ended up doing a little something something.
Oh.
I tried like, I don't know if I think I can say this. It was legal.
Is it? No, it's not. I was like, she says it's illegal. My eyeball. I'm like,
I love a little sauteed mushrooms in my eggs here and there.
I see. But in small doses.
Small doses. Okay, yeah. Small doses in the scrambled eggs.
I've never tried. I'm a little nervy.
Yeah. I don't know if I would do it again. I got a little nauseous. They were maybe a little rotten. I don't know. Like a little mold on there or something.
They're legal. I'm like, no.
But to be honest, it's just not worth it. Yeah, they're legal. It's just not worth it for like the come down. Cause like today I'm like,
you're feeling kind of like mopey.
It feels like a Monday. So yeah, it's a little different, but
I've heard that they do that effect. Yeah. Oh, well, but I'm glad you had fun. And also
Rufus was amazing. Obviously.
God, it hurts me. I'm sorry. This is one of those moments when you're like, I'm so excited and happy for you.
This is when we just talked
literally
about
like, I'm like, fuck. I have FOMO. I'm hurting. I'm jealous. I'm like, ugh.
We should go to a concert together soon.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that.
We should go to Illenium.
Oh yeah, they're coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would go.
I actually
that.
Already have a ticket, so go.
Okay. I'll go buy a ticket. All right. Cool, so we're going to Illenium. All right.
Yes.
Yay. Wait, very fun. I'm glad you had a blast.
I talked about this a little later in the episode too when Ball's Deeper on, but I met a girl. And yo, you guys, I'm honestly like a little confused right now because I thought I was very straight. But yeah, I think I might be a little bit on the spectrum.
I think, like we said, I think everybody's kind of on the spectrum.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
You're curious.
I was curious and I met someone that was like.
I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I met someone that was like kind of my type. And I think I've never really met my type of girl before. So that was kind of fun and interesting. But yeah, that's the LA life for you, baby.
Oh, God. I love it out there. You know, the whole time you're there, I'm like, I wish I was there with her. La 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 la. I'm like, nope, I'm having so much fun. Oh my God, it's snowing now. Yay.
But yeah, that was a wake up call to come back to.
Yeah, it was a little bit. Straight canna moments. Should we do them?
That was your straight canna moment,
I bet.
That's all right. Was yours eating cheese?
No.
Oh, you have a different one?
No, I mean, yeah, maybe. I think I have a different one. Yeah,
okay,
we'll go with a different one. I am going through a lot of life changes right now, to be honest. Okay. A lot. And a lot is changing very rapidly. And Jordan bought a house, which means that I need to leave and move out of this apartment that I'm in downtown Minneapolis. And I
heard new studio.
In our new studio, literally shedding tears. And I said that I would only live in Minneapolis if I was living in the city. So I'm just in like a very conflicting space of like, you know, you've got this amazing relationship, an amazing home that I'm being invited into. And I've also got like things that I've always said I was going to go do and like leave and go live in LA. So it's conflicting. And luckily for me, like I always preach like open communication. I've talked to Jordan about these things. He's a very, very aware. It's not that I'm not thankful. It's not any of those things. It's just like a lot happening all at once. And my life is in Minneapolis. Like, that's where everything is that I do. So it's just a little conflicting, and I'm always going to do what I need to do and go do it for me, but it doesn't make it easier hard, you know?
And
easier hard. Well, you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, this is when the biggest changes in your life are going to happen too. And it's like, not one decision is going to be the wrong decision.
No,
like, just
you're right.
Know you can always adapt and, make changes, and know that I'm always here to chat with you, baby.
Aww, thank you, my
baby.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate you. It's just a real one today.
And like, we'll make it work no matter what, the studio. Like, we always have. We've
there
moved
is
a few
times. A beautiful
times.
Space for it. Exactly. I will tell you that. But we'll figure it out. We're
we'll
fine.
Figure it out.
It just changes because sometimes happens when you're not ready and you're like, whoa, I'm not ready for that.
And honestly, I like that straight kind of moment because a lot of times we do just joke around and talk about pooping our pants. But like,
because I do that too.
You know, letting people know that you're kind of in the conflicting space, and it causes a little bit of anxiety, like trying to figure out what path you want to go. And just sharing that shit. Yeah.
And it's just like, you have work changes and you have this happening at the same time. And then it's like, if I took this route, this would change. And or I could do this, but then I'd have like no money. And like, it's just like, you just have to I do a lot of reflecting, probably too much to a fault.
Yeah.
And it ends up giving me terrible anxiety. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just real.
Wow.
It's all good things though. So I keep being reminded that I need to be thankful too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Anyway.
I didn't have a stray canna moment, but thought of one. I haven't told you.
What?
Okay. So I was at my guy friend's house over this weekend in LA. And we went to the concert. This was Saturday night. Okay. Sunday morning, the house is full. Like everyone, you know, we're talking about the night before, like what went down, like everyone's reliving the night.
Yes.
Right. Everyone's about to go shower, like get ready for the day.
Okay, I'm ready.
So everyone pops in the bathrooms. I'm sitting there, and day after drinking,
no.
All of a sudden I was like, I'm gonna shit my pants. So
oh no.
And I didn't know where to go.
No.
Like there was a lot of guys showering. Like I wasn't gonna be like, excuse me, can you get out of the shower so I can take a nasty ass shit really quick and then you can hop back in the shower.
Frick, what do you do?
So this is what I did.
No, what did you do? I'm scared.
I ran outside. Like I didn't want to tell
anyone. Love of the Lord.
No, just wait. I didn't want to tell anyone where it was going. Like I didn't say I was leaving. I just kind of like disappeared slowly. And you know the scooters that are all around LA?
Yeah.
I remember seeing a bird out there earlier in the day when we went to get coffee. So I hopped on a goddamn bird because I couldn't even make it. Like there was a Starbucks down the street and I was like, I'm not going to be able to walk there. So I hopped on a scooter.
She birded to her poop appointment.
I birded to a poop appointment, birded back. And then when I walked in the door, I was like, they probably knew I was gone for a while and they were going to ask where I was. And I didn't have a game plan. So I walked in pretending I was on the phone.
I was like, okay,
talk to you later. And I hang up and then no one asked me any questions, but no one knew.
You played it out like you were on the phone outside.
Yeah, I was just taking a phone call outside.
Totally understand. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Nope. And I went in.
Genius.
No one asked any questions until someone, one of those people are going to listen to this and they're going to blow me up. But
they're going to be like, knew it. You freaking idiot.
It was like
birded to your turn
full
appointment.
Full fucking throttle.
Yeah. And your hair was flying back and you're like, literally, you're on. And everyone looks weird on a scooter. I'm not going to lie. Everybody does it.
My feet were together. Like I was necking forward. My ass was clenched.
Did you buy anything while you were there?
No, I literally snuck in, snuck out.
Oh my God, I cannot believe that.
Oh man, so
you go,
yeah,
oh man,
times have changed. You two shared a real moment and I shared a shit story.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for
I can't believe I just shared that. I'm so sorry.
I know.
To everyone
no, that's
listening.
A good thing. I like it.
Like it. Okay.
Anywho.
Speaking of shit, just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what?
All right, y'all. So we have a little something to share. This holiday season, I'm giving thanks to my friends at Manscaped. Do I tell my extended family that I bought at my man the Performance Package 4.0 from the global leaders in below the waist grooming? I am in love with their products.
Ooh.
And his confidence has shot up since he started using them for all his grooming needs.
Amazing.
Gift your man Manscaped this holiday season so his tree stands taller, if you know what I mean. Help him join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20. By going to manscaped.com.
Think your holiday spread is good? It's time to give thanks to Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, or as I like to call it, the Performance Package for his package.
Hey.
Yeah, inside the lawn, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the
Weed Whacker,
and the Nose Hair Trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. Think of it as a
cornucopia for his balls and body.
There it is.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. Get him the best gift of all from Manscaped.
His balls will thank you.
Thank you. All right.
We ready to rumble?
I think we better get balls deep.
It's time to bring them in, you guys. They are an amazing podcast. Without further ado,
Rachel welcome. And Ariel.
Come on in.
Come on in, y'all.
Okay, they're here.
Hey.
Hey, howdy ho. The freaking balls deep. I know we always like sing a little tune
the
or song.
Wow. I feel like I'm at a rodeo.
Because we're so literally Sophie, like having a lasso.
Yeah.
You guys, Balls Deep is here. They're finally on our pod, and we are so freaking excited because we love them, and we'll tell you how we found them anyway. But first, who the heck are you?
Who the heck are you? Oh my, you're making me go first. I knew this was going to happen. Okay, fine. Yeah, so obviously we're balls deep. I'm Rachel Waynes, one of the co-hosts.
And I'm Arielle Kaplan, the other co-host.
Mm-hmm. And balls
deep.
I'm a Libra.
Deep.
I don't know. I got nervous. I was like, what do I say about myself?
Well, my question for you guys is, so it's really funny kind of the story behind how we all met each other, because I remember scrolling through Instagram and seeing a goddamn logo that looked very similar to Straight Candid. And I'm like, who are these bitches copying our shit? I click on it and like, you guys were probably there before. I was like, I'm pretty sure.
I think they were like by a month and we're like, oh.
You're like, God, they started before. And then I'm like, shit, they're funny too. Sid, who are these girls?
And they're cool and their topics are cool. And we're like, oh, God dang it. And then
we were like fangirling. Because when you reached out, we basically had the same response. We were like, fuck, these guys are funny and cool and beautiful. We're like carbon copies of each other. We were like, then yeah, so it made sense. We were like, of course we'll go on this podcast.
Yeah, I was like, I don't actually want to talk to them because I think they're so cool.
We were, I have a question. Where'd you guys get the name Balls Deep? Because I love it. I really do.
We're fans.
And what does it mean to you?
Well, balls deep in news. We're getting balls deep in sex.
Yeah, I think when we started to come up with ideas for names of the podcast, we wanted to come up with something that was like punny, or it was a common phrase, but it was also related to sex. And there was a list of things that I don't remember any of them now.
We just brainstormed for an evening.
We probably spent like a whole night and like a bottle of wine just sitting there yelling out things that were like even slightly related to sex. And when we said balls deep, we were like, oh, this actually works, because not only does it kind of like, it was funny because it was like, obviously this is like associated mostly with men. Mm-hmm. It's also sexual, but it's also something you say when you're like, I'm getting balls deep. And something. So it just fit.
Yeah.
It works. It's literally perfect. We literally love you guys, and we think you're the coolest people anyway. So we wanted you to come on here because we wanted to talk about the, like.
So welcome to Straight Canon.
So literally you're here.
Let's do Straight Canon moments quick too.
Oh, should we?
Yeah. So okay, you girls, we already shared ours. We did our little intro, but I want to hear if you guys have a Straight Canon moment that you want to share with our listeners.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll go first, and I'm not actually sure if this is Straight Candid. Do you think it is, Rachel? I told it to her before.
I think anything in your heart is Straight
Candid. Yeah. Honestly, you can make anything.
We can make anything.
Okay. So last night I'm in my bed. I just got a kitten. Well, I guess a little bit ago.
Yeah.
But
oh yeah, you're all cat lovers.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. We're like boinking. I really wanted my cat to sleep with me. He's like so.
Playing hard to get.
Yeah, he really plays hard to get. And like, I just want to love him all the time. So he climbs into bed at night. And I'm like, oh my God, oh, Harpo. His name is Harpo Marx. Like, come here, come cuddle. What are you doing? And he's like prancing around on the bed. And I touch something.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Like, weird.
No, he did not.
Like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that, Harpo? Clearly he's not answering me. So I turn the light on, and it is a dead cockroach.
No!
That he brought to me as like a little present.
Oh my God, he was actually trying to impress you though. So that's like, no, first of all, that's a good sign. Gift.
Yeah, you guys are right.
Yeah. My aunt's cat used to do that with like dead birds and mice. And it's a gesture.
Absolutely not.
I really don't do cockroach. I really don't do them. Like, that's why I've never considered New York. I'm sorry, I love New York, but I can't. I just can't. Wow. No.
No, there are a lot of cockroaches. I've seen a few in my apartment this season. And
it was
it's
a water
very
bug,
upsetting.
Actually. It was like this fucking big.
Oh,
yeah.
One got tangled in my roommate's hair in Arizona. She was bending over getting like a. No, seriously, she was getting a pot on the ground, and she was picking it up, and it got caught in the underneath hair on the back of her neck. Swear on my life. And she called me screaming bloody murder. She like couldn't.
I would have shaved.
Calm down. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's very traumatizing.
How did you dispose of this said cockroach?
Where did I, or did I?
Did where? How? How?
I was like, I didn't keep it.
I. I ran to the bathroom, got like a shit ton of toilet paper, picked it up with it, and like I felt the crunch and threw it in the garbage.
Oh my God.
That's it. Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Okay, Rachel, what you got for us?
Yeah. Okay. So my straight candid moment's less bug related, but it might be TMI. So if it is, just like, please stop me.
It's never TMI.
You don't believe in TMI.
So I have a love hate relationship with cheese, as in I love cheese.
Yes.
Hate
this is going the right direction.
And I recently discovered that Trader Joe's has a spinach artichoke dip, which is mostly cheese.
I love that shit.
So good. It's amazing. Does it give me diarrhea? Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe. it did, certainly. And I was like, my boyfriend came over. We do movie nights very frequently. And I was like, you have to try this amazing spinach artichoke dip with me. Like, it's so good. I cook it for him. We're like halfway through the movie and it betrayed me again. I did get terrible diarrhea. And
you're like, if I'm going to have diarrhea, you're also going to have diarrhea. Eat the cheese. Well,
and he was like, drink no, this it. Is upsetting my stomach. Like, what? Like, you've had this before? And I was like, no, I have. And it was just so good that I thought maybe like we could push past it.
I can't believe you subjected him to that. He has a sensitive stomach.
Son of
a
bitch.
The thing is, he doesn't normally, but he does call me out all the time for eating way more cheese than I should. He's like, you are an in denial lactose intolerant.
Yeah. Kind of.
Who is literally living, like, fully just like, as if she is not. And I think this was kind of his breaking point. He was like, Rachel, you need to stop doing this. Like, if you're telling me now that this has given you stomach issues in the past, and then you're not only forcing it on me, but you're also just doing it to yourself.
But that's the life you chose, Rachel.
It is the life I chose.
It's what you chose.
I'm not going to stop. So to anyone else who maybe or maybe doesn't have, you know, IBS or lactose intolerance, but ignores it.
Guilty as charged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm guilty with you. Start. I stand with you.
Honestly, I refuse to take any food sensitivity test because I don't want to give up anything, and I know there's certain foods that will, like, yeah,
I'm not giving shit up. I've taken the test. I've taken the test. The test says no cheese. I say more cheese. I literally, I ordered calcium pills, and they got here today. And I was telling Jordan, and he was like, Jordan's my boyfriend, and I was like, oh yeah. He's like, what supplements did you get? I'm like, I got calcium pills because I just don't get enough like calcium or like eat enough cheese or whatever. And he turns around, he goes, you don't eat enough cheese?
Like, bullshit. Yeah.
Shut the hell up. I'm like, okay, wow, like, attack.
Calm down. Jeez. It's a block of Gouda a week, a day.
It doesn't matter. Well, thank you guys for sharing. We love a good straight candid start.
You're welcome.
Literally, we were so excited to talk to you about this because we feel like after listening to so many of your episodes, because we love you, we feel like you know all about this topic.
Fuck boys, toxic dicks.
Toxic dicks, toxic relationships, like exes, just everything under that freaking umbrella, because there's so much under the umbrella. And we were like, we need to talk to them about this. So without further ado, what the hell? Why do we like toxic relationships?
Or why do we go back to the toxic men?
Or women, whoever you are out there.
It depends on your attachment style and like and your self-confidence.
Oh, interesting. So I feel like my take on this is less that it's like, that's like probably correct psychologically speaking.
I feel like I know what you're going to say.
I feel like when we're young and we don't know what a relationship looks like, we associate love or the idea of love with like all of these very intense feelings. And so when we're made to feel crazy by a toxic person, usually someone with a dick, we're like, that must be love. We're like, this insane feeling, this like crying at 2 a.m., the wondering if he's going to text me, the like
CW shows.
Watching him like flirt with my best friend right in front of me. Like, that's all just like this feeling I have is not anger. It's not jealousy. It's not frustration. Like, that's just love. And so you go so far to protect that. And only with time and age are you like, oh no, that guy was like a fucking asshole. And I was kind of stupid about it.
Well,
maybe you think that you can't get any other dick, only the toxic one.
Or you're sad and you're taking the swings.
Yeah, yeah, that's our verdict.
I think we get stuck in the pattern. We get stuck in this pattern of like highs and lows and highs and then really lows and highs again. It's like you associate that feeling of like coming from the down low, low to the very, very high, that passionate. Maybe it's like makeup sex. Maybe it's like when you finally like get their attention back and they admit like, no, I do love you and I miss you or whatever it is. We associate that as love and we like fester and need it. Like it's like this obsession with this like deep, intense feeling. But the best advice somebody's given me is that all loves feel and look different. And we all have a toxic love at some point that we might like sometimes think of and we're like, wait, that I remember that and I still feel it. I can still like feel that feeling of when they hurt me and then like we got back together. You know what I mean?
Speaking of exes, so like, why do you think, I mean, personally, from my experience, like sex with the ex is always, it's amazing. Like, and we go back. Do you guys have any experience with that? Or have you stared clear of sex with the ex?
I have sex with all of my exes.
I just knew you were going to say that. That's why I asked.
I recycle heavily. Like, some of my friends make fun of me. I just like go back and
reduce,
like,
reuse, recycle. It's environmentally friendly.
It's the most environmentally friendly thing that I do. I don't recycle plastic, but I recycle men. just kidding. I recycle when I can.
And why is it so much better?
Last year. Because you're not together. And so.
Forbidden.
Yeah.
Forbidden. Or proving to yourself that you can still get it, even if someone, if it's with someone who is like, but this is over. And you're like, we'll see about that. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
And that's like, just like steer clear of any baggage that the relationship had, because you know, like, okay, we're not together, but we can actually enjoy this sex. And I feel like after you've broken up, you're, in my experience, I'm more honest and open and even comfortable with them. Once, I think it's probably because like I rejected them or they rejected me, but now we're still fucking. So it's like, I'm not afraid of being rejected anymore. That's just like a personal issue of mine.
That's so interesting too. I also feel like with a toxic dick specifically, if you're just going back for the sex, kind of what you were saying, where it's like, I know that I don't have to deal with the like relationship of it all, but I like the best part of your relationship with a toxic person is probably going to be the sex, because we know it's not the actual relationship. They're toxic. So you get to take away all the shitty part and just have the part that was like, honestly, probably keeping you reeled in from day one.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
It is.
And I think like, It's almost like you allow the relationships that you don't care about losing, and you know that they're toxic, so you're not afraid of losing anything because you've already like set yourself up for that. So
that's like the beauty of a toxic relationship, is it kind of gives you like a hall pass to be a psycho.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, you can be as psycho as you want.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bad boys free us from the pressure of being good girls. And it's like, yes.
Ooh, I will say though that
I like that.
Toxic, going back to the toxic ex, so it's a slippery slope. It's dangerous, I feel like. It's like you can get I think, in my opinion, I feel like I'm such like a deep, passionate, like emotional person that the minute if I were to ever do that, like I would hurt myself. And in the past, I've hurt myself like even festering up like do you want to talk, or like all those like weird emotions, and it brings you back to that old relationship and you're like, oh, I remember the good of this, like I kind of feel the good. Yeah. Oh, it's right there. And then all of a sudden you get reminded like that, oh yeah, you're still an idiot.
That's like literally what was happening to me last year.
Yeah
saw it unfold.
Right. Well, and I'm a monogamist, so like I firmly don't double dip. Like if a relationship is over, then it's over. And my feeling is like, if you keep going back to that person, then you're leaving something on the table. So like for me, like I think the last time I like really double dipped in a relationship was like in high school, going into college. Like I fucked my high school fling while I was in college. But since then, it's like, one, I'm in a stable relationship, so I'm not really fucking around. But like, if I were still having sex with you, it is because I'm not over it. Like, I'm going back to you because I'm still craving that validation, or I'm still craving like
your approval.
But that person's validation specifically.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't, I would just get it from someone else.
Right. And so you have told me, if I'm still seeing that person, like, I'm not going to be focused on anybody else.
Right. And you can't move on. If you're still fucking your ex, you're not going to be able to move forward.
And I think that's like, ideally, that's what we all want to do. But it's harder said than done, I think, for a lot of people. So like, I love the fact that you're like, no, I'm serial misogynist. Like, I have one person. This is going to be it. But it's like, if you get presented with the opportunity.
Multitask.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I do. That could also be it.
But no, Sid and I were just chatting like not long ago. We were talking about like, I've had a toxic, you know, fling in the past. And all you do is remember like all the good times. Cause for some reason you just idealize the good memories and like you forget about all the shitty stuff that they did to you. So like my go-to is I literally write a list down
of the shit that I hated, because I only think about the good stuff and like, oh, the good memories, the good sex, how they made me feel when we were the highs. But you have to go back to remember those lows and like how actually they made you feel 90% of the time.
You have to do that.
That is such a good strategy. Or like having, I think Shan Boudram, this sex expert, told us one time, like have your friend put it on their phone so that whenever you want to text, like they will remind you.
Oh, I kind of like that, because then it's like right when you're thinking of the person or whatever, like it is,
hi,
like, boom, a reminder that they're
Ran into him and I kind of have feelings like I want to go fuck him. Remember this.
Yeah.
Remember when you texted me and you were bawling and you like wanted to just go crawl in a hole because he made you feel so shitty about yourself?
Right, because you forget, but your friends will remember.
Yeah.
Like, your friends remember that fuckboy way better than you do, I promise you. And they're keeping receipts.
Yeah. Well, they know that it's going to be a toxic ex while you're in it. Like, I had close girlfriends be like, listen. They're like, I love you.
Listen, Linda.
I think he's an intervention.
He's an idiot?
Basically.
He's an idiot. I literally had a friend sit me down and be like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, how much they literally go, Sydney, what do you talk about? Like, what do you freaking talk about? I'm like, well, he's very intelligent when we're one on one. And you're like, okay, great.
They're quite smart.
He's different when we're alone.
Literally, I'm like, I had to say that. And then you hear yourself and you're like, oh my God, I feel so small and just like kind of dumb. You feel like an idiot after that. And then fast forward like 2 months, where I'm bawling, crying, and like we're, you know, and they already knew that was coming. And they go, we already told you. Like, literally, they, no offense, didn't have sympathy because I walked myself right into that one and I knew it from the start and I knew I shouldn't have been in it and I still was. But you know what?
It's hard to see a toxic relationship when you're on the inside. Like, it's like being in the eye of the storm. You're like, I don't feel this yet. Like, I'm pretty sure it's fine. And all of your friends are like, that's a tornado. Gonna cause some damage, but you gotta learn it in your own time. Like, it is hard to like see a friend. Like, it's hard to be in a toxic relationship. It's almost just as hard to watch your friend be in one, because you're like, almost nothing I can say or do is gonna stop what's happening here, because you have to make that choice for yourself. You have to want better.
I think friends can give advice, but like I think that your friends should still have sympathy, like take care of you, you know, when you're sobbing later, but you learn the lesson on your own and your friends can only prepare you as much as they did for you.
They'll stop, you know, giving as much sympathy and they'll kind of be like awkwardly, like, I told you so a little bit, like in the lightest, friendliest way after the patterns continued, you know, 6+ times. Like, I'm pretty freaking patient, but you have to like be like, you know, I always leave them with like, listen, I don't feel like you're your best self anymore. And I'm sorry that I'm even saying that. But like, and it, you know, it might dig deep. But
that's what I was going to ask. I was like, have you guys ever had to tell a friend that you didn't like their boyfriend, or would you?
Yeah, absolutely. I would.
Are you talking about me or other people?
Other people. Just kidding. And you, of course. Ariel's.
Have you guys ever had that encounter? Like.
Have like you two?
Huh?
Have you two had to do it to each other?
She's done it to me. I love her boyfriend.
Yeah. No, I'm very lucky. Well, I did tell you. Have a good relationship right now.
Well, no.
I was breaking up with him.
Yeah, it was like you didn't like him either.
No, but we're laughing because like literally the current situation is one where like I don't love Ariel's current person.
She's never met him.
No, but I've seen the texts. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, this is touchy. Yeah. I kind of want to dig deeper here.
Uh-oh. We're going into bad territory.
Dig super deep, as it is very fresh. But I will also say, in college, one of my best friends, we had been best friends all through high school. We get to college and she's maintaining this long distance relationship with a guy who is playing baseball at like a D1 school.
Uh-oh.
And he like very quickly stopped responding to her. Was not like he would set dates to come visit, wouldn't come. She didn't do anything the beginning of her freshman year in college. She like didn't join any clubs, didn't rush a sorority, which had always been her plan.
She's
like
waiting for him.
Was very much holding herself back from experiencing life. And at a point I was like, I think that this relationship is not only like bad in like the relationship sense, because he had been a shitty boyfriend to her, but it's also like, but it's having like what is going to be a long-term effect on the way that you experience probably your all 4 years of college. Cause like that first semester, it like sets up the stage. And I said this to her, and it's funny cause we obviously chatted with you guys for toxic friendships before this. And I said this to her and she threw it back in my face and was like, you don't know me anymore. Like, well, like I've like, cause I at the point had been joining clubs and like going out and meeting people. And she was like, you like, you also aren't here for me anymore. And like, you joined the ski team and you're basically an alcoholic. And it's like, okay,
we're all alcoholics in college. Thank you.
And I was like, listen, I'm trying to be here for you now. Like, I skipped a class to come console her because she was so upset. Oh, and we had this big, like, all in out fight where I was like, this guy's shitty. And she got upset with me and was like, you're shitty too. And she ended up losing that relationship and our friendship in the process because I had to tell her. And so, like, to this day now, it is like a point of fear for me sometimes to bring up how I feel about my friends' boyfriends, because I'm like, I've lost friends over this kind of shit because people get very defensive mm-hmm. in relationships, you know?
Yeah, I've had to.
Story. So intense.
No. I love this. I love hearing the stories too, because I've had to do it too. And oh God,
it's messy.
It's so messy. Because when people's like emotions are involved, it's very real and like people are invested, and it's like, but sometimes you do have a clearer picture from the outside.
You do, but you can only help so far. You really can only help so far. You know,
like,
it's weird.
As a friend, you have to know when to stop.
And when you're going to end up tarnishing your relationship and you don't want to. There's like a very slim line, you know, like a fine line of like, I dip my toe a little too far. You're like, now you're crossing that person's like boundaries too. Speaking of though, toxic exes, obviously we're talking about this today, and I was driving in Minneapolis right before this, and right who pulls up right next to me? One of my exes.
No.
Swear on my life.
The world. Sid literally texted me.
I go, God, Sophie, you're kidding. You're kidding right now. And she's like, what? I'm like,
and guess what I did? I sent her all the shitty shit he did to her. Cause she was, I knew she was just like thinking about,
cause it was just weird.
Like, it was like kind of good to see him, but like I didn't like it. But I like,
it was one of those. It was those weird. Like I kind of wish we were friends. Because why are we? You know, why did we end so kind of weird? But and then you're like, oh God, no, not even friends. Like, nah.
Oh, I love that.
But like, sweet. But that's what you got to do for your friends. Like, talk to a friend if you're like even considering, or like even if you see them and you feel kind of funny because you wish you were friends again. Like, you don't need that in your life, honey. You don't need it.
And also, I think you two. With what's going on with the whole situation with you not liking her, the guy she's seeing right now.
Yeah.
I think y'all got to come from like, I think first of all, you need a conversation because I can tell it's touchy. We talk about it a lot.
Like, we talked about it recently, which is why. And like, well, so the point that we're at with it is like a couple months ago, some shit happened. Some shit went down and he has made active changes. But like, as her friend, I'm still like,
she's not forgetting.
I'm like,
that shitty start.
I'm watching, right?
Yeah. It's almost like you wish
like a guard dog.
Yeah. It's almost like you wish that maybe you could just start from like a clean slate and then see what happens from there. And almost like, then like, let maybe he's innocent until proven guilty starting now. Like, I don't know. But that's
how
hard
I feel about it. Cause like, he was a different person when I first met him. He was in a really bad place and I didn't realize that. And now it's like he's dipped on a 180. But when you tell your friends about your current relationship or like whatever, you're usually seeking comfort and like a hug, and so your friends hear all of that bad stuff and not the good stuff. With me, it just like was predominantly bad stuff.
Yeah,
that happens. Though even in good relationships, you know, like you can vent.
But I am really happy, and I'll talk to you about it after death. But yeah, I think we have had a lot of conversations about you know, you being afraid to be too honest. And I'm like, no, please be honest. And then how, if your friends don't like a guy, what that says about said guy. And then I guess if your friends are toxic and they like a guy or don't like a guy, I mean, that all gets so confusing.
Yeah,
it does get really confusing. There's also that fine line of like friends with that maybe not great person that you're with at the time. And like that one friend that gets way too flirty. Can we just talk about that? Oh, like, have you guys had that in college? I had that a lot.
Oh, we're like one of your exes, your friend.
One of my, I'm ready. Current at the time, like your current boyfriend at the time, or like maybe the guy you're talking to at the time, and you kind of kept this girl, you know, close, like in your group of friends, whatever. And they're just like either straight up flirting with your person right in front of you, and it's like continuous. Because like, I can hold myself like until it happens like 10 times in a row, and then I'm like, I'm going to actually punch somebody right now.
10 times in a row is a lot.
It's just like
drop the guy and the friend.
Have you experienced this, like friends kind of like, well, maybe not friends, I shouldn't say, but like girls in general, or flirting with your person? Have you?
No.
What?
I don't feel like I have
in college.
Either.
You went to a toxic college though
for a while. Yeah,
I also didn't really
so toxic.
I also didn't really have like boyfriends for long, so I never like.
Yeah, you never saw your friends flirting with the guy that you wanted to talk to.
Yes,
but I wasn't like started to talk to kind of.
Yeah, but like I wasn't official, so it's like technically I couldn't be mad.
Oh, but you were.
So then I was. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That dirty little feeling that you're like.
Lines there.
Yeah, I also went to a big school. I went to Ohio State. And like I feel like the drinking culture there. Also, I was a slut. Like I was such a flirt. So like, I flirted with everybody, and I probably was that girl. Like,
I was just gonna say it's probably me.
Do I flirt with your boyfriend?
I don't think you. Well, sometimes you flirt with Jordan, but I allow it. I'm like, oh, I'll be over here. I just sip my little coffee and I'm like.
Do I actually?
Sometimes.
Really?
Not
I
mad,
knew
though.
She was talking about me.
No, I wasn't. She's talking about you, but you literally go, "Is it me?" I go, "Maybe." I don't know.
Do you guys like ever feel? She's literally like moving her head towards me. Do you ever feel like your co-host flirts with your fucking boyfriend?
No, I'm not talking about current. I'm talking about past. Because there's people like. You could be just as mad as the guy as you are as the girl or whoever it is like in that position. Cause like then you realize you've got a toxic friend and a toxic like person that's about to be your ex. Like,
I
and
will
you're like,
say
shit.
This, though, I feel like when you're dating a toxic guy, I feel like the thing I see most is looking to blame his toxicity on someone else. So it's like, but it was the girl who was flirting. It's like, nah, babe, like your guy's flirting with everyone.
That's so
he's
misogynistic
with that
to
pull,
say.
You know?
Yeah, the classic, like, she came on to me. I'm like, No. You facilitated. So no.
And like, even she did shut it down.
Yeah.
A concept.
A tango. Otherwise, there was like a sexual assault there.
Yeah. So be smart, buddy.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of this sounds like a fuckboy to me. So I think that I heard a few clips from your guys's podcast on Instagram before about turning a fuckboy into a boyfriend. And is it possible? Because the girls here, Minneapolis, we got some U of M students. They like the F boys. They like those frat boys. Mm-hmm. They know that they want the guys that aren't available. Mm-hmm. But can you turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend?
You can.
How would you
answer? You don't want to.
No.
Well, why not?
Yeah, if you do, it won't be a successful relationship.
No.
We like, have no tips for that.
I have tips for that, but I do want to just like say like maybe don't though, you know? Like, no, like in college, my favorite hobby was like finding the guy who was like, oh, I don't really do girlfriends and being like, okay. Sure,
game on, bitch.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, no, I love that. The competitiveness.
I don't really do boyfriends. Do you want to hang out?
Boyfriends.
What do you want to do? Like just grab some beers? I'll have a whiskey.
I'm just
and then you don't
boys.
Talk to him for like a week. And then you stage a run in wherever stage. You know, just,
ooh,
like, see
this
where
is good.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's a way to
so
do it, but you gotta be super chill about it. Like, you have to give up all of your psycho.
Yeah.
Like, and
how did you do that?
I buried it really deep, and now Hunter's dealing with a crazy person,
or perhaps
because
was
it was
part
bottled
of the
up
psychosis.
And
like I'm,
no,
you're in
sure.
the long con, as you
it,
say.
Yeah, like I'm a fan of the long con, and a lot of it is literally just like suppressing all of your wants and needs, and that's why I say
can't.
It's
that.
Really not worth it. Like you could put that energy toward finding a dude who like you actually will want to date after college, or you could put that energy into like, you know, having mediocre sex with a guy who's gonna like poke around and be like, "Is that good for you?" And you're gonna lie and say yes when you could actually have an orgasm. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And I think suppressing back to like the actual game, if per se that's what you're going for and you want the fuck boy, like mm-hmm. one of the easy ways to suppress the psycho, what you're saying is to not have all your eggs in one basket. So like I think you always the game it turns into a game when like you're talking to more than one person and that one person is like, wow, she doesn't care about me that much, because in reality mm-hmm. you're talking to other people. So if this is your game, like that's always a good tip, but like you said, it's not gonna be worth it in the long run. Like
right.
the goal is to find someone that you actually genuinely want to
right.
be with, and the issue is that once they want you, you don't want them.
Well,
that's what I deal with. That's what I deal with. I still deal with that to this day. It's like if someone is giving me all these gifts and like taking me on dates, I'm like, it's too easy.
Yeah. And if you build a relationship around wanting the chase, then what happens when it's good? Like the biggest thing I've had to unlearn in my current healthy relationship is that it actually doesn't feel like a headache all the time. Like sometimes we're not arguing and it's not bad, and I'm like, fuck. Is that bad?
That's not dramatic. You're like, it's not dramatic, and there's no like roller coaster. So you're like, mm-hmm. wow, I'm really stagnant in how I feel. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. I'm like, oh God, I might, maybe I don't like, maybe this isn't love if it's not like, and it's intense. Like,
no, that's
like,
just a healthy, no, secure relationship.
No, it's literally just like, you should get butterflies only when it's a good thing.
You guys only are, when, you two are literally the same person. Like,
it's kind of scary. Funny. I will say, I had one thing to say about that. With the reason why you cannot fix a fuckboy, because you shouldn't, is because you don't want to be the girl that had put in all the effort to do all the things that make it right and tell him what's right and wrong and give him the patience and like work with somebody. Honestly, I want to throw out there that boys and girls, there's girls out there that are fuck boys too, fuck girls too, whatever you want to say. But all I'm saying is you put in the effort.
Hey, how's it going?
You put in the effort. You don't get the output that you want. You're not, you end up breaking up because they do something you can't get over because they're still getting over their fuckboy phase. Now they're over it. And they're going, moving on to the next girl because it's like you guys already had your past, your fuck up, but now you set him up for a successful, strong relationship that you do not want to put that effort in.
I don't know though. Once a fuck boy, once a fuck boy, always a fuck boy.
No.
I don't think so. Not when they
grow and change, but it's not it's not going to be because of my hard work.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I like that. We need to like define what is a fuckboy, because I think that people who are like, we talked about this on a pod recently, that Someone who's not emotionally available isn't necessarily a fuckboy. And a fuckboy is someone who like tells you what you want to hear to get in your pants and is also fucking a bunch of other girls. Who's like actively playing a con.
Who's actively manipulating or stringing you along or being a shitty person and just being like, yeah, but I can do that because I'm a fuckboy.
Yeah, because I don't give a shit about
you. And not being sorry, blaming it on you. Like it's likely a gaslighting situation.
I told you from the beginning, like, this is what it's going to be, when, like, in fact, they probably didn't ever say that or it didn't communicate well.
Or, like, just
that's
even
a great definition. Yeah. I like that.
Even, like, being, like, I just had experience. I think I just really had a bad picker for a while, but at the bar and, like, they're, like, actively flirting with women in front of my face and, like, women are all over them. And they're just like allowing it. And you're just standing in the background like, hi, I'm the little person. Remember me? Like, it was just so.
We are dating. Did you remember that?
I'm like, And then they turn around and they're like, oh, hey. And you're like,
you're still here?
Oh, my God. Did you forget? Fuck you. God, I'm out of here. Peace.
I feel like, idiot. I feel like you date one guy like that. And it sounds like you dated him maybe for like a long time. Like
multiple.
Once you do that, your senses are kind of like, not again. Like, I will not be doing this a second time. But they have different evolutions, you know?
But you got to be strong. You got to be strong because those are the ones that come back wanting your heart because they know you're a good girl or a good guy.
Well, and that is seriously the issue. Like, you date a fuckboy and then it ends. Like, you say you bag a fuckboy, right? And then, like, they're shitty to you. But when it's over, they're at some point going to wake up and be like, fuck, that was the best relationship I ever had, because you sat there being the, like, literal picture ideal of a girlfriend. And they're going to be the most dangerous, like you said, because when they come back, you're going to be like, but he was pretty hot, though. But he was pretty hot.
Fuck boys are so careful. Like, are bred on college, at college campuses. And I think, like, I don't really blame a man for wanting to get his. I was such a slut.
Yeah, I was going to say, would we equate this to a slut stage?
Yeah, it's like a male being a slut. But you can be a bad slut, like, with no morals, or a good
slut. You can be a
fuckboy
girl.
Which, like, you communicate, but that's not being a fuckboy.
Isn't it though? Like, in a
I think it's different. I think it's different. If I had, I really do.
Because, like, for example, like if we had like a slut stage, for example, I feel like if I literally just want to have sex with this person and it's like a friends with benefits, right off the bat, I say my intentions.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, I don't think that's fuckboyish, right? It's like, hey, I just, you know, I don't see a relationship with you, but like if you're down to hang out, let me know.
Wow, you really said
no,
that
I think it's
college?
Different.
Oh, not in college. Actually, yeah, I did have friends with benefits in college, my senior year. Yeah.
Successfully?
Yeah. I'm still friends with him. You know who he is.
On either end.
Oh, wait, I know. Yeah. I think I know who it is. Okay, I have to ask a question though.
Yeah.
Would you guys date the same person that you'd go for in college versus now?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm dating someone that I met in college.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah. We worked at a summer camp together when I was in college.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we like stopped talking for like 3 years. And like when we had graduated, we had like, we had dated over the summers and then like didn't date during the school year because he was in Chicago. I was in Ohio. It didn't make sense. And then randomly when I was in grad school, he was at home and we like ran into each other and we were like, should we date? And we've been dating for 3 years now.
Oh my God.
So are you asking like if your type
yeah, my type's not changed.
Almost like the, well, even in the fact, but I was more even saying have. Like, yeah, there it is.
My standards have changed because like I do have a type. It's like Seth Rogen-ish. I mean, Jewish, funny.
I love that.
Really good at sex. Or I mean, you have to.
Really good at sex.
The sex that I like, you know? There has to be that chemistry. But I think now, as opposed to then when I would just fuck anyone who wanted to fuck me, I know more so the type of person I want to be with and what to look for. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
would say your confidence has gone up a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had like no confidence in college.
Oh. Yeah, I would never guess that from your Instagram or from your podcast.
No, you're a queen.
Like, you guys are both queens. Like, just
you are.
Know. Queen vibes. What about you, Sid? Has your type changed?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Oh, really?
Like, from what to what?
Yeah. I hope Jordan doesn't listen to this. I was like,
you're the one who asked the question.
I know, but
a lot of times when you ask questions, you want to answer.
I asked you. Popcorn City. Okay, I'll answer. weird. I called it myself. No, I really was into hockey guys for a long time.
Oh,
like I liked athletes. Yeah, it's
chasing.
No, just soccer? Skates. Just skates.
Okay.
It was, but to make it a little bit better, I played hockey. So it was like people I grew up with. And okay. Like, they just were, but let me say, athletes in college, they're not always bad, but majority of the time they're bad. And now moving forward, looking ahead, thinking bigger picture of what I want and what I want to get myself into and what I'm willing to tolerate for like looking ahead. Like I'm going for a man. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's what I'm attracted to. Somebody who has their shit together, somebody who is clean cut, and somebody who will call me out for my BS. Because a lot of people won't. Because in the old past, same. I'm intimidating. I understand that.
If you don't call me out, I'll walk all over you.
Yeah. And I have. And so he calls me out. He's like, I don't like that. Don't say that. Like, you don't say that. And I know it in my core. I'm like, I shouldn't have said
Whenever
that.
Whenever I get called out, I like do it internally right beforehand. And then I'm like, okay, good, good, good. Like, I'm glad that you've done that. Though,
yeah.
Because otherwise I'm sitting here being like, I know that I should have gotten called and you said nothing.
And means, like, where are their standards then?
Right.
Exactly.
Like, so I just got to keep pulling this bullshit. That's not fun though. Like, and like, I wouldn't respect that person.
Right. You want to challenge each other. It can't just be all like yes ands, you know?
Mm-hmm. You need to, now. Yeah, yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Four
Look
healthy
at us.
Girls.
So healthy.
Healthy seemingly. Girls.
My type's Public also changed.
What, has it?
Yeah, I mean, I used to, for sure, like now I'm dealing with a lot of questions in my head. Like last weekend I met a girl and I'm like, this could be interesting.
I knew it. I knew you were.
Are you bisexual? Are you bisexual?
Yeah, why'd you say
I'm
like
bisexual?
That?
Bisexual. I like to say heteroflexible, but I think I've been like through this podcast realizing more, but I haven't really dated a girl before.
Why do you say you knew that about me?
I felt it because I feel
you've got
so,
like this open.
We're so similar.
Yeah.
And also I DM'd and I was like, oh my God, you look so hot. And you were like, oh yeah, you like it, winky face.
Oh,
I said that to you.
Spicy little thing.
Yeah.
I do remember
I
that.
Answered like 2 weeks later, so I don't believe
I probably haven't seen it yet, to be honest.
You didn't see it because I read it.
Oh, so she was on her
spot? She was flirting with me.
It was on her straight Canada account. I look at the DMs.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
My bad. My bad, you guys. I've just broken you guys up.
Okay, I like this. I like this.
Okay, wait. So is that the first time that you
Yeah.
Go for it.
I've always thought about it and like wanted to. I even changed my Hinge to girls before, but I was like, I just don't like, I wasn't ever attracted really, but I was in LA and I've just never seen like lesbians like that were my,
in the wild.
I think in the wild, but also my type. I've never Wait, and so I'm not. I don't think I'm like. I don't know if I'm. I'm just playing around right now, seeing what I like.
Don't label curious. It.
Yeah, no, I don't need to label anything.
No need to. You can be curious. You're allowed to that. We're all allowed to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we share our? We have a little straight candid advice question someone wrote in, so we're gonna read it. And if you guys have advice to give, or if we want to just chat about it for a second,
are you
okay? Don't you have the advice question?
I sent the advice question to you because Jackson's sending a moment.
Oh, thank you. Where is it?
I texted it to you.
You texted it to me. Okay.
Silly little goofer. That's the one.
Right over here.
Yep.
All right. So someone wrote in and said, hey, Sinsilf, I have a question for both of you. So I went through a super toxic relationship about a year and a half ago that was super fucking debilitating in just about every way possible, from verbal abuse to blatant disrespect, cheating. It was awful. I had up until now lost faith in men and dating. Essentially, about 3 weeks ago, I started seeing a guy who is everything I'm looking for in a partner. Super mature, has a good job, good looking, a big plus, and treats me so well. I'm having an amazing time, and I think I could possibly kind of like him. Wow. Super hard for me to do, but I found myself feeling super nervous for no reason after seeing him last night, even though I generally enjoyed my night with him. I think it has to do with never being in a mature relationship. Can you give me some advice about the transition between a shitty relationship to being with a stable partner who is mature and treats you well and letting those things happen? Oh, okay. Like,
why don't you guys give your thoughts first?
I think taking it slow. And like making sure that you actually like him, not just because he on paper has all these great qualities and is so different from your last relationship. Mm-hmm. So just like don't rush it.
Yeah. I also feel like coming from a toxic relationship, you probably have like latent anxiety that you don't need in a relationship because you're so used to being on guard and because you're so used to being the person who like has to be defending themselves in the relationship constantly. And like that's a really hard habit to break in your head. So like, even like what Ariel said, like going slow, yes, but like also realizing that like you don't need to be on guard for these things. Like they can just happen naturally and it's not going to be such a big deal. Like it can just be chill and good.
And also like just, it was like she hung out with him, what, one or two times? It was just like the first dates. Everyone puts on a front the first 2 dates. He's probably thinking the same thing about you. And like,
yeah,
he's not perfect, just like you're not perfect. So I think going into these dates, knowing that like you're still deciding if you like him versus being afraid and making sure he likes you, like you need to flip that. You need to flip that narrative.
Yep. They're on the date with you in the first place. They're interested in you. They're making an effort with you because they want to impress you. So that same reciprocated feeling is there. And I would say like, if you're not yourself, like you're not going to be putting out the front that you want to put out. And that's more likely to not have someone work out. So if you just be yourself, slow the hell down and breathe and know that you're very allowed to a very healthy relationship and new people.
You deserve
it. Just enjoy it. I always pretend like they're a friend in the first part because if you think of them as like a guy friend or a girlfriend, depending on who you're going for, it's like, doesn't really, like we're just hanging out. We're just chilling. Yeah, there's no pressure. Yeah, it genuinely takes the pressure off.
I actually, I used to never do that because I'd always be like, I'd be so flirty right away and like sexual. And I'm like, I had to stop doing that because it did not ever like work out. And I've been friends first. And then when you do kind of transition from friends to a little more, it's even more rewarding.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
completely.
Because you're not, I think that fucking on the first date like does not bode well for long-term relationships just because like, you don't know each other that well, but you can do. I mean, that's all.
Yeah, obviously, done in the if past. That's what you want, go for it.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. But I love that, you guys. Okay, we have a straight canned moment that someone sent in, and I'm very excited because we've not read this one either. So we're going to be reacting live as well.
I'm excited.
Titillating.
All right, here we go. In late 2007, I met a girl on Tinder who I chatted with for a few weeks until she got a boyfriend. In late 2018, she hit me up saying she was by my house and wanted to meet up, so I invited her over. She had said she was newly single as well. She came over and we chatted for a bit and began to make out. While making out, she mentioned she couldn't have sex because she was on her period. So it was just a makeup for around 90 minutes.
Wow. Damn.
Anyway.
Chapped lips.
Yeah. Mid makeout, I had to use the bathroom. I stopped it, went to go pee, standing up, and came back. Now I was wearing Lululemon shorts with no underwear. A few minutes later, she pulls away and says, I'm sorry, did I do that? While pointing to my shorts. There was a big dark splotch on my shorts where that was actually pee. And she thought I had finished strictly from making out. I looked into her eyes for about 4 seconds. Do I say yes? Do I tell her the truth? What's less embarrassing? Oh. After the short pause, I said yes in a very soft tone, lying my face off. We made out for about 10 more minutes and I never saw her again.
Oh. Wait, I've never thought about this from a guy perspective.
Me either. I love this.
Wait, so he peed on his pants?
He got a little pee pee on his shorts.
He peed in the bathroom and then there was a little dark spot on his shorts. And she was like, oh, did I do that? And he didn't know to be like, he didn't know.
I would bite my teeth. Absolutely.
Because if you were the dude.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, yeah, you made me do that.
Be like, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Amazing. But then some guys are like, well, shit. Like, I don't want her thinking that I came that fast.
Like, that easily from a makeup we weren't even touching. Like, who was?
Oh, I'm not even sensitive to the men at all. I would just be like, lie, lie, lie. Deny it all. Isn't that better, though, saying that it's like, this was just so good other than saying it's pee?
I think it's true.
I love this.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, it's actually just urine because I didn't.
Sorry for not drip drying.
Yeah, it's actually just urine. Like, I missed the toilet a little bit. So, good call. Yeah.
It is kind of gross. Sorry, babe. I think it depends on, like, the chemistry. Like, if you guys are really fucking weird together, then, like, I would say it's pee, sawy.
I mean, if you're having a long makeout, like, it's probably, I don't know.
But it was.
I'd probably say it was pee, to be honest. I'd probably be like, no, sorry, a little drip dry. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I think.
Makeout.
I do think he did the right thing. So, our producer, Jackson, shared us this straight cannon moment. So I'm talking to Jackson, but
it's not his straight cannon moment.
It's not his, absolutely not. I do think the dude did the right thing because the way she asked it, I think mid makeout is probably like hinting at the fact like, ooh, did I do that? She probably thought it was sexy. Yeah. But I will say that guys are sometimes a little embarrassed at the fact like if you make out and they like are dry humping and they finish.
That's a long time. I would love to have a passionate make out for night, like a long time.
And especially because they weren't having sex, like letting her know that it was from like making out would be hot. Yeah. But if it happens in the first 2 minutes before sex was even going to happen, then I would say it would have been pee. So then you could have continued.
It depends on the timing for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God. I love having guy perspective too because we need to do more of that.
Yeah.
Balls deep. You guys.
You were balls deep.
You're balls deep.
You're
balls deep. And we were balls deep in this. And we are loving having you on. We appreciate you. Wait, shout out your social medias and everything so people can find you.
Sure. Well, we are at Balls Deep With to follow our podcast. And then my Instagram is Rachel Waynes, RACHELWAINZ.
And mine is whoregasmic. That's whore, GASMIC, gasmic.
I love that.
This is on the whore there.
I know. Whore.
Whoregasmic.
I want you back on to talk about ass eating.
Okay. Mm, yeah, we didn't.
I'm so curious about this. Like, seriously.
We might have to plan something soon.
I had no idea that was a thing. I literally told Sophie, I'm like, I had no idea that was a thing. Guys, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. If you are looking to follow us over here at Candid Sid, I almost forgot my username for a second there.
And at Candid Soph.
And if you want to follow our pod at Street Candid Podcast, thank you Back Pocket Productions for producing.
Thank you, Jackson.
Thanks, Jackson, for being here. You guys enjoy your Thanksgiving week. We're not going to talk to you. So we love you. We miss you.
Next week, we have an off week. So
be thankful, be loving, be kind.
In the meantime, please send us in your straight cannon moments. We can share it when we get back.
For the love of the Lord. I know you have embarrassing shit going on in your life. So tell me now.
For the love of the Lord, hit that Apple Podcast app and give us 5 stars. Leave a review. See you soon.
See you soon. Thanks, Falsy.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, ladies. Thank you guys so much.
This was awesome.
We did it.
Wait, okay. Hey.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.